USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a massive $2 trillion stimulus package for American workers and businesses in response to the coronavirus pandemic. There are now more than 1,500 deaths and 101,000 confirmed cases in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. Globally, more than 590,000 people have caught the virus, and it has killed over 26,000. More than 130,000 of those infected have already recovered, but there's still a long battle ahead, according to President Trump. For the first time, the United States has the most coronavirus cases in the world, now surpassing China. A record 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. And Los Angeles County, California, has temporarily closed all of its beaches to prevent crowds of people from spreading the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Consumer sentiment is hitting a three-year low, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes dropping to 89.1 in March, the lowest level it's been since October of 2016, and the fourth largest drop in nearly 50 years. The survey's chief economist says the outlook for April will largely depend on controlling the spread of the virus. Also, the passage of the $2 trillion stimulus bill could help. I'm Chris Barnes.
Distillery owners across the country are starting to produce hand sanitizer as the coronavirus causes nationwide shortage of this and other products. Stephen D'Angelo, founder of Brooklyn-based gin distillery Greenhook Ginsmiths, has been producing hand sanitizer for 3 weeks. Even though it's nothing like their core product, D'Angelo is selling bulk quantities of the sanitizer to hospitals for less than the wholesale price of Purell. Over the next few weeks, he expects to produce roughly 10,000 32-ounce bottles of the sanitizer, which is made following a World Health Organization-approved formula.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instacart shoppers and a labor activism group known as the Gig Workers Collective have called for a strike of the online shopping service on Monday to protest what they say is critical lack of proper safety precautions for the over 150,000 people that shop and deliver those groceries nationwide. The coronavirus outbreak has pushed many consumers to begin relying on companies like Instacart, and those workers have expressed concern that they're putting themselves at risk of catching the coronavirus. Instacart, based in San Francisco, announced that it would be drastically expanding its workforce by 300,000 across North America in response to the overwhelming demand. Instacart's CEO said in an announcement that any full-service or in-store shopper can receive up to 14 days of extended pay if you're diagnosed with COVID-19. Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.